Hello. Finally doing my ramble. I am sorry this took me so long. I can't believe we're at the end of August already. Summer flew by. And I didn't get much of a summer here. I felt like spring was too cold, summer was only for a month, and a couple of days ago I was already wearing a sweater. So, fall is pretty much here. I see Halloween gear and turkey stuff, Thanksgiving stuff, all over the place already. I now have Discord. I think there's a good number of you guys there, so thank you for coming over. I really appreciate you guys, and the company has been nice. You guys are fun. Those who are still too shy to say hello, you should come out. I won't bite, I promise. And everybody who's chatted so far seemed pretty nice. I like to think that we're a nice little group of people. Sorry for the emoji spams on the first day, and I hope by now you've muted most of the channels that you don't want notifications on, but if you could keep the Reddit, Twitter, and YouTube feeds, like the top couple of channels open, that would be great, because then you will actually see when I post new stuffs on the internet. Sorry about my throat. I'm sure I've mentioned this in the past, but I clear it a lot. I will try to take out some of them in post-production and sip some tea, and hopefully it'll feel a little better. Sorry. So Discord. I played Cards Against Humanities with some of you guys last night, and it was super fun. I'll try to do that again in the future. I haven't quite planned out or decided what will be in the regular voice channel and what will be in the plus tiers. Like, I'm gonna do my best to prioritize the plus people because they've contributed a bit more through Patreon. And to be fair to them, I should focus on them a little bit more. But I also don't want to leave everybody else in the dark, so. We'll see. We did Cards Against Humanities in the regular voice channel where anybody could have joined, but I might do a little bit more in the plus channel. And then there are the people in the blue who are supporters. I'll try to think of something other than just giving you guys a flare. Discord will be kind of figure it out as I go kind of thing. And I may have to revise my rewards and all that now that I've added in this extra thing. What else to talk about? Oh, I came back from my massage today. That was nice. I haven't had a massage in forever, ever. A couple of days ago, I had this horrible back pain and I took Tylenol and it didn't do anything. I had a nap and it still hurt. I think the night before, I was just crouched over, squinting at my laptop trying to edit audio, and I must have just fudged something up because I was sitting at a computer in a bad position for a couple hours. So I will try not to do that in the future and sit up straighter. My back's pretty much back to normal, but I thought a massage would be a nice treat, because I haven't done that in forever. But it was good. I didn't do it with a RMT, it was just a regular massage, so it was just, what did they call it? It was a relaxing massage, and it was quite relaxing, although I wouldn't have minded if the girl really put her strength in it. I think I like things a little tougher. Maybe I'll go for a deep tissue massage next time. I just melt when someone gives me a shoulder and neck massage. Oh, I kind of wish she just focused on that for the entire duration, because I don't really care about a leg massage and all that. Don't care for that. I mean, it felt nice, but oh, my back. It felt so good. Actually, I didn't realize she was going to do feet as well, and it was so tickly. And thank goodness my feet look all right. I kind of wonder how masseuses feel when they get someone who's less than sanitary or have like really gnarly toes and heels. Like, you still have to touch them with your bare hands, so yeah, that must be pretty gross for them. So I was in a chat earlier this morning before my massage appointment, and you guys were talking about massages, and Fred brought up something about naked massages. Maybe I could scroll back up and see what he wrote. No, my massage wasn't naked. The masseuse was very professional. I was covered up, and they worked on my limbs section by section and covered me up. But I had a massage many, many years ago, in a different country, which I didn't speak the language of. It was like a family vacation, and I guess they're more relaxed there. Anyways, let me start fresh. So I was going on a vacation with family, and we went to this resort spa thing, and I was enjoying the hot tub, having a good time, relaxing, and then my dad comes out of nowhere and he says, "Skitty." I almost said my real name. "Skitty, you have to do this. You need to have a massage. It is the best thing ever." And at that age, I've never had a massage before. It seemed like a fancy thing that fancy people do. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, okay, I'll have a massage. It's not like I'm paying for it, dad is." And he ushered me into this room where there was a pretty masseuse, and she was in there. And he says, "Enjoy. I've already paid for everything." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Masseuse and I do not speak the same language, so it was just a lot of sign language and her motioning me on what to do. I lay down on the table, and she started massaging me and everything. I thought it was just going to be a back massage. Again, this is Skitty, who's never had any experiences with back massages or massages in general. I ended up getting the full deal. I got, well, maybe not full deal. You're probably thinking sex now. But I got my butt massaged. I got my boobs massaged. I did not expect that. And I didn't even know how to communicate with her on. I couldn't even ask what's next, what's happening. She just did things, and I was so shocked. But yeah, I can't, well, I think that was the first time another woman has or lady has ever laid hands on my boobs. So yeah, naked massage, Fred. I kind of got one. Would I do it again? Yeah, probably. I just wish I could communicate with my masseuse next time. All right. That was my story time. That was my story time about masseuses. Yes, so today's felt really good. I was naked for it. Underwear on, but they cover you up, so you're pretty much not naked. They don't get to see a thing. All right. I thought I'd want to talk about upcoming news because I have news to share. I've reached my goal of 151 patrons, and that means I have to pick a Pokemon to play with, or you guys will help me. I'm gonna do first gen because there's just way too many Pokemons. I'm going to look up a few top contenders who are frequently Rule 34'd, and you guys could have your pick. I think that'd be fun. I think I'll open it up to Twitter and have you guys poll there because I really enjoyed the poll I did the other day about head scratchies and sex, and yes, you guys surprised me by choosing head scratchies over sex, which I think is super wholesome. I love you guys. Yeah, so thank you so much for your wonderful support. And I am going to use your support to make more sexy audios. And what I've been looking into is auditioning for VA stuff outside of GWA. So as some of you guys already know, I have auditioned to Subverse, a game by Studio Fowl. Now, I did this a couple months ago when I was still fairly fresh, and I still consider myself fresh right now because I haven't even reached my cake day yet, and my voice isn't really fully developed. I'm sure there are more things I could do to make myself sound better, and one of the things I learned through auditioning for a recent gig is that I need to sound treat the room I'm in because there is a lot of reverb and echo in my audios, which I've never paid attention to before. But I watched some videos where people showed what reverb sound in a room, and I run around the house clapping my hand like an idiot, and I could hear the ring. There is so much ring in the room I'm in. So I am considering getting some professional acoustic panels to put around my room and hopefully make my voice sound a little bit more natural, a little less echoey, and it would just help with sound control and acoustics in general. So I'm really looking forward to that. I also like the idea that I could use the money that I've earned from Patreon to put back into my audios, because that's the whole point, right? I love that you guys are supporting me, but I also want to give back as much as I could. And some of the things I've used my money for is for this wonderful mic I'm using, the Rode NT1A. And I got a second one so I can make stereo stuff for you guys. And then I have the Focusrite to power my two mics. I've got this headphone now to listen to audios, which before I was using little cheapy earbuds, so I could kind of hear what I sound like a little bit better. I don't have the perfect ear to listen and to critique my own audios, but I think I've come a long way since I started last summer. And it's all kind of thanks to you guys. And my recent big purchase was my laptop. I don't know if some of you guys could hear it, but when I record audios on my old laptop, there'd be this ring that would happen every once in a while, and you could hear how loud my hard drive is. And I nitpick. I could hear all the little clicks and clacks in my audios, and I don't want it there. I don't want it there because I want to give you the best sounding moans and ahs as possible. Yeah. So I have a new laptop and it's a solid state drive, so hopefully this little baby will be a little quieter than my 5-year-old laptop, which weighs a ton. Yeah. So I'm putting your money to good use. I am going to make better audios for you all, and hopefully my next big purchase will be for sound panels that I will mount up on the wall to cut down on echoes. Yeah, I can't wait. I reached out to a source filmmaker who kind of told me about the echo situation, and he has maybe some roles in mind for me, which I'm super excited for. I'm gonna send him a couple clips tonight of some characters and my regular voice, and he and his sound director will get back to me, and hopefully they like me enough that I could be in an animation of theirs. I really hope so. That'd be cool. I hope I could share that with you guys at some point. I did a little bit of Raven from Teen Titans for them, and I did some Princess Peach. Princess Peach sounds like an airhead when I do her. And Raven, I fried my voice trying to get it as low as Tara Strong. Yeah, doing Raven hurts my voice. But I think I pulled off a pretty good imitation, and they were pretty impressed with it. So, yeah, now they want to hear more of me. So I'm so excited. He's a pretty big name animator, I think. Skinny watches porn sometimes, and I have come across his work prior to me doing all this voice work. So I'm kind of starstruck right now that an animator has gotten back to me and is considering me for voice work. Super excited. Yeah. I won't say who he is because there is a good chance that I'll completely bomb this thing and they will have no interest in using me. So in case I completely flunk out of this, forget everything I said. Subverse, I am waiting on a rejection letter from them. They're supposed to get back to everybody. And I might have a slim chance. People have started getting their rejection letters and I haven't gotten one yet. So maybe they like my voice or maybe they just haven't gotten to my submission because they have received literally hundreds and hundreds of emails and submissions for their casting call. I know a few GWA ladies have tried out as well, so I know they're also waiting. And like I said, I auditioned for them months ago when I was still pretty fresh, and I've learned a lot since then. I think I sound better now than I did 3 months ago, and especially now that I know there is so much reverb and echo in my voice. Maybe their sound director has noticed that and decided to cut me. But at least moving forward, I now know what to do to fix my voice. This is more for professional, I guess, audio. GWA stuff, you guys kind of like the intimacy of hearing my more natural, maybe echoey voice, and you could hear the blanket that I'm always covered in, and my squeaky chair that sometimes I bounce on. But I guess for VA stuff, professional voice work, they don't want to hear any of that. So I, yeah, have things I'll need to invest in. Super excited. Skitty is ecstatic. What else would you like to hear me ramble about? Someone asked me what my favorite date was. I hear boops. I hear Discord. I hope you don't hear that in my audio. Otherwise, I am so sorry. And yeah, what was I saying? Someone asked me what my favorite date was. Or what is my favorite date scenario? I don't like the idea of going on a date to the movies. I think, especially for a first date, because you go in there, sit in the movie theater, you don't get to talk to each other, you don't get to learn about each other, and then you come out of the date hours later, maybe you enjoyed the movie, maybe you didn't, and then if you're not going out for drinks afterwards, or at least a dinner, that's it. You haven't learned anything about your date, so I think movies are a bad first date. Something interactive is always nice. Maybe go to an amusement park together. Go on a few roller coasters. I think there was a scientific study, like a psychology study, where people who go on thrilling adventures or roller coasters on a first date tend to develop attraction to one another a lot quicker. Your heart is racing. You're feeling all these emotions. And even though it's fear, your dumb brain interprets it as, oh my gosh, maybe I'm feeling love for this person. So that's something I learned in school. So That's a tip. If you want to make your date fall in love with you, go on a thrilling date. Go bungee jumping. Don't go bungee jumping. Go on a roller coaster. Do something excitement that will get your heart racing. I think this is one reason why on shows like The Bachelor and Bachelorette, they're always doing these like high thrill date adventures. It gets the contestants to fall in love with each other easier. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I think I talked too fast for your rambles. I am so sorry. But my favorite date that I've ever had would probably be some of the stargazing dates I've been on, where we just bike ride to a park, climbed up this kind of like stone monument, and then just stared at the sky for hours and made out. Yeah, those were some pretty romantic dates. It was a very fun summer romance. Yep. All right. I think I've rambled enough. So thank you guys again for all the wonderful support. I don't know what I'd do without you guys. Yeah, I love you. I'll see you guys around, and hopefully you'll join my Discord. I think the link on my posts still work, but if there's any issues, just message me. I'm usually pretty good with replying back at some point. Otherwise, comment on a post somewhere, because I'm much better at replying to posts, especially on Reddit, than I am to messages. All right, I love you. Bye-bye.